This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Former President Donald Trump asked the U.S. Supreme Court Thursday to block the release of White House records sought by the House of Representatives Committee investigating the deadly January 6th attack on the Capitol. Trump's request came 2 weeks after the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruled the former president had no basis to challenge Democratic President Joe Biden's decision to allow the documents to be handed over. That decision will remain on hold until the Supreme Court acts. Mr. Biden had previously determined that the records, which belong to the executive branch, should not be subject to executive privilege, which protects the confidentiality of some internal White House communications, and that turning them over to Congress was in the best interest of the nation. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will hold a special session in just over 2 weeks to weigh challenges to two Biden administration policies covering vaccine requirements for millions of workers, policies that affect large employers and healthcare workers. The High Court will hear arguments in the cases January 7th. They had not been scheduled to do so until January 10th. The jury has reached a verdict in the manslaughter trial of Kimberly Potter, the white former police officer in the U.S. state of Minnesota who mistook her handgun for her taser and fatally shot black motorist Dante Wright during a traffic stop. We are waiting. The court should be releasing that verdict in mere moments. Lawyers for Julian Assange have launched an appeal before Britain's Supreme Court against a high court ruling that he may be extradited to the United States, the WikiLeaks founder's fiancé said Thursday. The December 10th decision by the High Court in London reversed an earlier judgment by a British magistrate's court. This is VOA News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Thursday it is currently investigating two separate listeria outbreaks linked to packaged salads produced by Dole and Fresh Express. The agency's probe, along with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, comes after the CDC reported 26 illnesses from the two companies' packaged salads, of which 22 people have been hospitalized and 3 have died. Earlier this week, the companies had announced a recall of some of their products over possible contamination with the Listeria bacteria, which can cause severe illness and could lead to death. Here are some of the latest coronavirus headlines from around the world. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration authorizes Merck's COVID pill for high-risk adults just one day after a similar pill by Pfizer is given the green light. The United Kingdom sets another daily COVID-19 infections record fueled by the Omicron variant. Nearly 120,000 cases were recorded in the last 24 hours, just one day after figures exceeded 100,000 for the first time. Catalonia becomes the first Spanish region to reimpose a nighttime curfew starting Christmas Eve for 15 days after a court approves the measure. And Italy contemplates imposing face masks outdoors nationwide as Greece makes them compulsory both indoors and outdoors during Christmas and New Year's gatherings. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg Thursday to discuss concerns about Russia's military buildup on the borders of Ukraine, the U.S. State Department said. Quote, they discussed NATO's dual-track approach to Russia, noting the alliance remains ready for meaningful dialogue with Russia while standing united to defend and protect allies, end quote, the State Department said. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday that Washington's willingness to discuss Russia's security proposals aimed at curbing NATO's eastward expansion was positive. The Kremlin has grown increasingly insistent that the West and NATO are encroaching dangerously close to Russia's borders. Meanwhile, Russia, Ukraine, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, OSCE, have agreed to restore a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine, where Kiev is fighting Russia-backed separatists, the OSCE said. Kiev has been battling a pro-Moscow insurgency in two breakaway regions bordering Russia since 2014, shortly after the Kremlin annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Author Joan Didion has died. She's best known for essays, memoirs, novels, and screenplays, as well as her grief over the deaths of her husband and daughter. The cause of death was Parkinson's disease. Her publisher said she was 87. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.